the angel of death is preparing for the takeoff of Flight 620. As the scene opens, she is talking on the phone with her superior officer, checking the list of passengers for the flight.
This is not a very pleasant job, sir. It's very tiresome to deal with people every day who are so reluctant to be passengers. Yes, my lord, I know it's a job of great responsibility. I have just a few more passengers to gather for this flight. I'll finish it up right away, sir. Nancy Brown?
You must have made a mistake. I'm Nancy Brown. I think you're really looking for my grandmother. She's 87 years old, and she's been at death's door for years. Her eyesight is failing. She's in a nursing home for so long. Her mind wanders, and she doesn't even recognize the family.
I'm sorry, Nancy, but you are the one that has been scheduled for departure on this flight.
Listen, I don't want to argue with you. Just let me talk to your superior, and I'm sure we can straighten this whole thing out.
Nancy, it's too late for that now for you to establish voice contact with him. You had over 40 years to do that.
But I'm sure there's some kind of a mistake.
No, the Lord makes no mistakes.
I'm an average American woman. The pamphlet from my insurance company said an average American woman would expect to live 80 years. This means I have 40 more years to go.
Come, Nancy, it's time to leave.
These insurance companies sure lead you on. Promises, promises. Where do I sit?
There's a seat with your name on it. Patrick Calhoun?
Me? Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm just not ready. There are so many things I must do before I can leave.
When you're scheduled for this flight, Patrick, you have to come. There are no cancellations allowed.
Why didn't you give me some advance notice? Why didn't you warn me? Even a few days would have given me a chance to get things a bit organized.
You should have known that any day you might have been scheduled for departure. You've seen others go unexpectedly. Why didn't it occur to you that you'd have a turn too? You know, I do warn some people that I'm coming. Very few of them take advantage of the warning and prepare themselves. Surprisingly, most people don't want to be warned. They just don't like to be reminded. They'd rather just go along kidding themselves, thinking I'll never come.
Well, I for one would have appreciated a chance to get myself prepared. I never even got around to making out a will. Poor Mildred will never find the insurance policy I kept in the desk drawer with the old paid bills and old letters. She'll go through all that junk I should have gotten rid of years ago. Oh, why couldn't you have come when I was more prepared?
Well, that's not what I meant by being prepared. All you need on this trip is faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Please take a seat, Patrick. Martha Dawson? Martha Dawson?
I'm coming. Don't rush me. Just don't rush me. Where do I put my suitcase?
Oh, I'm very sorry, Martha, but you can't bring along any of your things.
Oh, no. But I hate to leave them behind. I spent a whole lifetime gathering all these lovely things. I was so busy gathering them, I hardly had time to use them. If I can't bring them along, do you suppose I could have another 10 years on Earth? Can't I make reservations for a future flight? Jim will soon retire, and we can have some fun together. We can relax a little. It would give us a chance to enjoy our new home and all the new things we have worked so hard for.
No, Martha. Your time on this earth is all used up.
It just isn't fair. All my beautiful things I've always been saving. It makes me sick to think about it. I wore underwear all faded, mended, sometimes safety pinned together. I even shopped at the thrift store for my clothes. Can't you see how pretty they are? All the pretty new things I received as gifts? Why, I got this plate from my kids, and it's really pretty. I don't want to leave it here. I always wanted to save those for something special for the future.
The future, Mrs. Dawson, will appreciate that you took such good care of your things.
The future, Mrs. Dawson? Do you mean to tell me Jim has somebody new all picked out? Probably somebody young and pretty and has nice underwear.
No, but someday something might come along.
I hope she doesn't use my grandmother's good china. I have never used it myself. It was always kept nice and shining in the china cabinet just for show. I hated to use it because one of the children might break some of it.
Now you'll be glad you kept it in good condition. Finally, in death, you'll share your belongings. Come, Martha, please fasten your seatbelt. David Evans. David Evans.
Thank you for getting me reservations. I thought you'd never find room for me. I know I ask over and over again to have you come. I've suffered so long, there was no purpose for my being alive.
Yes, there was, David. The angel of death cannot come unless God says your usefulness on this earth has been completed.
Sometimes I was tempted to take matters into my own hands. Just come and get me on the flight without waiting for you to call. What good was I? Sick in bed, old, crippled. I was just a nuisance to everybody. They were all anxious to have me go. And I don't blame them. They were run ragged. I don't see how I could have been much more useful in such a condition.
The Lord knows much more than you ever could. He loves you, and he loves your family too. Now you'll really appreciate going to a place where there is no more pain, no more crying. You'll be with Jesus, and all that's past is forgotten.
I've always known that God loves me, and I've loved him dearly for it. But still, it was awfully hard to be patient all these years.
Someday, your family and friends will appreciate what you've taught them, the way you've prayed and trusted in Jesus, the concern you had for them even when life was a burden for you. Your long illness was hard on them, but someday, they too will know that God did what was best for their souls.
Thank you for your comfort. I know they'll miss me for a while, but I'm sure they are relieved.
You won't need your glasses in heaven. Melinda Franklin, Melinda, you must come now. You too are scheduled to go on this flight.
Oh, please, not just yet. My children still need me. If you could just give me like 10, 15 more years, it wouldn't be so hard on them. They'd be out of school and big enough to get on, to get things done on their own. How can God take me now? My family needs me. There's so much that I have to do.
No, Melinda, your work is done. You know God loves you and your children.
But they'll still miss me. So many people will miss me. They all depend on me.
God is doing only what is best for you and for them.
I wouldn't believe that, but it's awful hard. Leaving like this makes me sad.
Fortunately, you won't be sad. Come. Your sorrows and troubles are over. You will see your Heavenly Father today, and immediately you will be assured that whatever He wills is best. You'll see Him face to face, and all will be clear that was once so very puzzling and confusing.
A friend of mine is a passenger on this flight. I didn't expect she'd leave so soon, or I would have told her about Jesus and the sacrifice He made on the cross. May I talk to her for just a few minutes?
It's too late for that now. Why didn't you do it all the years that you've known her?
I know the good news that Jesus died for us, that we might live with Him forever. But somehow, I was too shy to talk to her about it. I was always so busy, and there just never seemed to be a good opportunity. I meant well, but just kept putting it off. Now you've called her name, and I just have to tell her the good news of Jesus.
I'm sorry. This flight is ready to depart. The passengers have all been gathered, and none can return for any reason at all.
But I should have told her the good news of Jesus.
You have the message of hope for the world. It's very selfish of you to get too busy and too shy to share it with others. You have a job to do. Start in your home, your neighborhood. Go and tell those who still have time. The first stop will be hell. All passengers in the rear are requested to leave by the rear door.
Now listen here. I don't see why I have to get off here. I'm a church member. See, here are my baptism and confirmation papers.
I'm sorry, Nancy. That's not enough. A saving faith in Jesus is what you need. Only that can cover all your imperfections and make you fit for heaven.
Please, Miss Angel. I've lived a good life. I've worked hard. And I minded my own business, never bothered anybody.
But the one thing needed is missing, faith in Jesus, the Son of God, who died on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins.
This is crazy. I need more time.
This is not fair. Why didn't somebody tell me this during my lifetime? Surely, it's not fair if I never had a chance. I had a friend who went to church. She often talked about serving her Lord. If she knew the one thing I would need for this trip, how come she never told me? Some friend. Okay, I'm going, but it isn't fair.
And now, the final stop is heaven. Follow me.
You have the message of hope for the world. The time is now to share the good news that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This babe in Bethlehem journeyed to Calvary, where he was crucified for all of our sins. We now have the gift of eternal life. Go and tell.